It's Incendiary Radio coming at you on the 18th day of December 2016, going into the 19th day of December 2016. Welcome to everybody from all around the world. So tomorrow's the big day, and you know, I've got a bunch of different weird clips and articles dealing with what's about to unfold. Now, let me just say this. This could be a bunch of doom porn and fear porn as far as... And let me get this out of the way. I sent myself this note this week. This coup, the CIA, Russia hacking the communist Democrats are worried about the Russians hacking the election. Donald Trump, the presented savior of the American people. Alex Jones and Roger Stone. There's so much skullduggery with Jones's operation right now, and Pizzagate, and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs leaving the operation. I kind of touched on this last week. There's tons of videos out there now speculating on what happened over there. You know, Jones, let's just say, graduating to the next level. And so, therefore, people becoming disenchanted with the direction and so forth and so on. So what act and what scene are we in right now with this destabilization agenda, this kind of world theater that we're watching coming our way? And so now tomorrow's another kind of milestone. It's kind of another membrane that everybody's built up to. You know, we've had all these different dates set. Remember September 23rd of last year, or 2015? Oh my God. And so you keep getting these new ones. And so now tomorrow's another one. Disrupt J20, the January 20th inauguration, the far left, the communist apparatchiks in the Black Lives Matter movement, and you know, the MoveOn.orgs and the Open Society people, and all the people that have been slowly whittling away and implementing a Soviet-style system for the United States with a kind of a corporate overlay. They're all in bed with each other, these kind of monopoly capitalists, duopoly and oligopoly capitalists, and then the kind of Bolshevik management scheme for the sheep out here, all of us. And so I, you know, with Trump being out of the TV world with The Apprentice and always being in the limelight all these decades, and you just wonder whether, you know, this is just one big play or not. I mean, there's promising signs in the Trump camp, and then there's alarming signs in the Trump camp. You know, I was listening to Dr. Wynn Parker today. He does a 3-hour show here on RBN, and I know most of the listeners listening right now listen to Dr. Parker, because this guy's got multiple patents. Knows all about the chloramine in the water supply. A lot of very smart people are constantly calling in over there. And so it's more of a science-based radio program that really gets into the health of human beings and the, you know, the environment and all these other things, and big pharma and big agra and all these things, you know, this kind of attack on the organic human. And so there's, you know, Dr. Parker claimed, and he's been claiming the last few weeks, that he's been in touch with Trump, and you know, this whole kind of democidal agenda of the United Nations and then sectors of our government. And it's fascinating to watch all this because Trump, I think his brother is involved in kind of Tesla-like activities. And, you know, he's got a sister that's a high-level power judge at the federal level. So there's a lot of things about the Trump family that, you know, everybody's worried about Ivanka and Russian vids. One of my favorite YouTubers, he's entertaining and he gets really into numerology and symbology. He thinks Ivanka's a dude, just like Michelle, Michael Obama. So, I mean, there's so much out here for us to try to soak in and try to make sense of. And it's like this complete bombardment at all times, at all, coming from a million directions. And a guy like me, just a regular guy from flyover country that grew up in, you know, a patriotic household, you know, mom's an Italian Catholic Democrat. Pops is a basically heathen Protestant, you know, kind of that world. But Americana, my dad worked for a big defense contractor, McDonnell Douglas, you know. So I was raised on the teat of the military industrial complex. That's where the family's money came in. And if what's so funny is a guy, I'm past my mid-40s, and so some of the younger people out here that are listeners, you guys don't realize that they actually taught in the public schools in St. Louis area, and they actually taught civics, and they taught, you know, and tried to impregnate patriotism and the ethos of the founding fathers, you know, the Declaration and the separation of powers, checks and balances. They taught us about all this when I was a little boy. And then there was this transformation that was happening that I wasn't realizing, that was this transformation into communism, into socialism, into Marx and, you know, Lenin and Mao and Stalin, but in a soft kind of way, to where these guys were still looked at as bad, but Hitler was the bad guy, you see, this evil Nazi, racist, Jew hater. See, this is what you got. The, you know, Stalin and these guys, yeah, they were kind of bad, but they were our allies in World War II, so you didn't get the real look at them. You always just got to look at Hitler and Germany and the bad, you know, National Socialist regime there. And so I got a lot of clips and just a lot of various articles. You know, I got an article from Dr. Alan Sobrowski. I've got one from, Israel Shamir out of Israel, about the new appointee, David Friedman, to be the U.S. ambassador to Israel. And this is a different take. You know, a lot of the people are all freaked out that you got this complete hawk, Zionist, you know, rabid hardcore, and Shamir looks at it differently, and he says the Palestinians are really happy about David Friedman coming in. And so I'm going to give you another kind of look at this one, because a lot of people probably have missed it. But, you know, what we're seeing here is be ready for madness. This is out of All News Pipeline. Inauguration Day chaos being orchestrated now. This is this disrupt J20 stuff that I've been covering for a few weeks now. Michael Moore saying Trump is there's no way he should be, you know, let into the Oval Office, like fat boy Michael Moore or any of these people. You know, Trump's run this empire, you know, went belly up a few times, you know, the bankruptcies and the rest of it. And I covered the angle with Millennium Report and others that basically they came at it like Trump is going to oversee the reorganization, the bankruptcy and reorganization of U.S. Corp, which, you know, hey, you don't know. I've got a Tomato Bubble article up basically that the Fed is, you know, gonna destroy the economy because they're already starting to ratchet up the interest rates. And I lost that article, but I'm going to pull it back up. But there's a lot out here. But I want to lead in with this. Mr. Producer, get clip 15 ready. And this one's called "The Celebrities Have Crippled the Democratic Party." And then I'm going to play the celebrity basically coup video where Jesuit Martin Sheen and a bunch of Deborah Messing and a bunch of Bill Maher and a bunch of these creeps are all basically trying to twist the arms of the electors and the Electoral College to change their votes. Not necessarily for Hillary, of course, no, but just to make sure Trump doesn't reach the threshold needed. And so then it's got to go to the House of Representatives and go through the Congress and so forth. So let's hear clip 15.
Unite for America is a self-proclaimed multi-partisan movement of concerned citizens and volunteers united against the unprecedented threat of an unqualified candidate taking our nation's office. They brought together a group of celebrities to appear in a 2.5-minute YouTube PSA. The video features actors Martin Sheen and Deborah Messing and more than a dozen other celebrities you may but probably won't recognize, solemnly talking about the wisdom of the Founding Fathers, quoting from the Federalist, and encouraging Republican members of the Electoral College to embrace the constitutional responsibility granted to you by Alexander Hamilton himself, which isn't how the Constitution works, but hey, these are just details. We have to save America. And being that I'm open to the idea of electors exercising independent judgment in dire circumstances, I don't find Unite for America's aim in principle offensive. After all, Thomas Jefferson did say that people cannot be all and always well-informed. But one has to consider, was anyone there watching the election? Did anyone see the other failed similar PSA campaigns that also enlisted the use of elite celebrities? Because if there's one indisputable takeaway from 2016, it's this. No one gives a damn what the actor from Apocalypse Now thinks about politics. And Hillary Clinton enveloped herself in an unceasing haze of A-listers. Bon Jovi serenaded her on her campaign jet, and Katy Perry was a regular presence on the campaign trail. And at one point, performing alongside Elton John, who declared Clinton America's only hope. The Democratic National Convention, slim on up-and-coming political talent, relied on red carpet glamour. Speakers included Meryl Streep, comedian Sarah Silverman, actresses Chloe Moretz, and singer Demi Lovato, and a bunch of other people we don't particularly care about. Broadway star Idina Menzel and actress Elizabeth Banks joined dozens of Hollywood billboard types to record an a cappella version of Rachel Platten's fight song, the Clinton campaign's theme song, which they unveiled at the convention, following a performance by Lenny Kravitz. Earlier in the cycle, Clinton had also appeared in the Comedy Central sitcom Broad City, and in the final days before the election, Beyonce and rapper husband Jay-Z performed at a Clinton rally in Cleveland.
Respect matters to me.
In other words, the Clinton campaign was a one-star studded photo op after the next, and it wasn't enough. If the left is interested in making some actual progress, they might want to take a lesson from that fact. Hillary Clinton could not overcome her unmitigated failure to connect with key voters by dazzling them with glamorous pals out in Hollywood. In fact, Clinton's reliance on glitzy endorsements turns out to have been a sign that she had no understanding of her political constituency. Left-wing turnout was not going to be propped up by a few more Lena Dunham web ads. What Clinton needed were white working-class voters, and those people weren't likely to rally behind Beyonce with her $400,000 per month summer home. This year's key voting bloc was asking, who understands me? And Clinton's rolling Oscars after party sent precisely the wrong message. Fame can be an aid, as the left knows, from its crusade to normalize and ultimately remove legal prohibition against abortion, which was affected in no small part by Hollywood. But the Democratic Party has fallen disastrously out of touch with a large vocal segment of Americans who are less enamored with cultural progressivism than with competitive wages and jobs. And that's a sea of change from what used to be the working man's party that was particularly attentive to struggling and the down and out. It's become the party of Beverly Hills parties. It can't be both. And Republicans enamored with their own celebrity this year should keep that in mind, too.
All right, stop it there, Mr. Producer. But you guys get it. Think about this. I'm here in St. Louis, okay? Ferguson. This is where, you know, Trayvon really was the little match. But then Ferguson was when the gasoline was thrown on this fire. And then you have Beyonce with her little Black Panther weird trash at these sporting events. And this whole Black Lives Matter anti-cop, destabilization, communist apparatchik movement funded by the Zio billionaires, you know, the Tides, Kellogg's, Soros, Open Society people. I mean, Ford Foundation, the whole nine yards. Everybody finally, like white America, finally was like, you know, wait a minute. We like football or whatever, but, you know, this whole formation thing with Beyonce and this Black Panther, Black Lives Matter, the football players, Kaepernick, you know, this was one big finger to this whole psyop of Obama, the Alinskyite left. Now, you got to look at it from another level. Let's go another level deeper. Was this perpetuated onto the country to make us, all of us out here, like with half a brain cell left, to knee-jerk and reject and throw Trump into office because of a larger scheme, which is maybe war with Iran and, you know, like a swing to the right that's going to be managed by the Kosher Nostra? And that is what I've been trying to really nail home with this audience and with these listeners, because, see, I don't want to be corralled into some movement that looks like something I want, but that then it's managed by the people I can't stand. And so that's what we have to watch. And this is what kind of our sector of attempting to be sophisticated is trying to do here. And so, you know, you get a lot of people jerked into this when they get some stimuli. They go with the stimuli, whether it's to be repulsed and pushed back or whatever, but then they don't look and say, okay, was this already actuaried out, my response? And so this is where we've got to be real smart here, because there's a lot of things afoot. But I don't want to be sucked into some kind of, you know, Zio orchestrated civil war and be on the side that they already knew what side I was going to join before they even started the damn thing. This is what pisses me off, is because the AI systems and everything else running these war games already have my reaction and your reaction taken into account. Not that it should paralyze us either. See you guys on the other side of the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Mr. Producer, let's get clip four ready. This is the little Celebrities and Americans United to basically do a treasonous Electoral College coup on Trump. I mean, look at the county breakdown, folks. Trump overwhelmingly, whether you like believe in elections or not, Trump overwhelmingly just slaughtered Hillary. It's these large population centers where the worst voter fraud and election fraud occur is where Hillary did all the damage in just a few hundred counties, but they were massive counties where all the dead people and all the illegals vote, and where the loosest rules are. So let's hit clip four.
Republican members of the Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue and to ensure that the presidency only goes to someone who is, to an eminent degree, endowed with the requisite qualifications.
An eminent degree. Someone who is highly qualified for the job.
The Electoral College was created specifically to prevent an unfit candidate from becoming president.
There are 538 members of the Electoral College. You
and just 36 other conscientious Republican electors can make a difference.
By voting your conscience on December 19th.
And thereby shaping the future of our nation.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
As you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person.
Any eligible person, no matter which party they belong to.
But it should certainly be someone you consider especially competent.
Especially competent to serve
as President of the United States of America.
By voting your conscience, you and other brave Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate for the presidency.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you in support and solidarity with conservatives, independents, and liberals.
And all citizens of the United States.
The American people trust that your voice speaks for us all.
And that you will make yourself heard through the constitutional responsibility granted to you by Alexander Hamilton himself.
What is evident is that Donald Trump lacks more than the qualifications to be president.
He lacks the necessary stability.
And clearly the respect for the Constitution of our great nation.
You have position,
the authority,
and the opportunity to go down in the books as an American hero
who changed the course of history.
And you have my respect.
You have my respect.
You have my respect.
For your patriotism
and service to the American people. Unite for America.
All right. Can I vomit into the mic right now? Since when has a bunch of Hollywood commies give a rat's ass about patriotism? I'll stand with you conservatives. The Constitution, the Founding Fathers, Hamilton, eminently qualified. Since when has these Hollywood commie libs ever give a rat's ass about any of those concepts? You love the hypocrisy, how when it comes time to make a little argument, they'll drudge up the very things that they hate and use it on you to try to mind screw you. This is what gets me about these Hollywood scum. Every one of those people deserves swing from a noose.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her own.
See you on the other side of the break.
And together we were wound, together we will roam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Whether you like it or not, they brought it to you. You didn't ask for it, but damn it, it's coming your way. And that's okay. We're all born for a reason. We're all alive right now. If you can hear the sound of my voice, you've got a reason to be here. And guess what it is? To fight the godforsaken commies. And you know, one of these days, we're going to have to bleed them out. You see, here's one thing. Here's one thing that we've screwed up where the founders wouldn't have. See, if you are a communist, see, when I joined the military, and I talked about this last week, I think, they ask you, are you ever a member of the communists, the Students for a Democratic Society, Weathermen, and all that? See, if you are an openly flying the communist flag, the hammer and sickle, any of these things, you do not have constitutional rights. You know why? Because, see, you stand for an ideology that calls for the violent overthrow of the constitutional system. So guess what? you belong to a group of people that has made it quite clear that you want to overthrow the system which was bequeathed unto us by our forefathers. So guess what? You do not have constitutional rights when it comes to, you know, your political activities. This is where we've screwed up. We've become soft. We've become weak. These people flying their red flags when they run around in all of our cities. If we were who we're supposed to be, they'd get their skulls cracked and the cops wouldn't do a damn thing about it. The cops would help us. Because, see, these people that fly the red flags, they do not deserve any protections of the system that they call for the violent overthrow of. Let that sink in. Think about it. All right. So, I got a lot to cover here, but I got this article. This is the latest from over Mike King over at tomatobubble.com. And this is about... It's official. The Fed wants to ruin Trump. Now, this could be a multi-layered psyop here, okay? You know, you got Steven Mnuchin and you got some characters around Trump. New York Times, a Trump economic boom, the Fed may stand in the way, by Benjamin Applebaum, okay? Without intending to do so. Or perhaps intending to send a message to his comrades in crime, Slimes scribbler Benjamin Applebaum performs a great service for some of us more advanced conspiracy theorists who have been warning that the HNB, Hebrew National Bank, intends to pull the rug out from the orange man before he can turn the economic ship around. It's actually quite a shocking read, not so much because it teaches us anything new, but because of its unusually brazen portrayal of just how powerful and how subversive the Central Bank of America really is. Let's examine a few excerpts. Applebaum: investors in financial markets and those predicting faster economic growth in 2017 would do well to remember the famous words of William McChesney Martin Jr., the former Federal Reserve chairman. Bet you that guy was a SMOM. Anyway, uttered way back in 1955, the Fed's job is to remove the punch bowl just as the party gets going. Analysis, and this is from Mike King. A former Fed chair admits that the bank has the power to kill an economic expansion, generally done in order to kill the inflation that the bank itself has ignited. Applebaum: President-elect Donald J. Trump's promises to cut taxes and regulation and to increase spending on infrastructure and defense have convinced many that a sugar high in the near term will goose the economy. But Fed officials say the economy is already expanding at something close to its maximum sustainable pace, meaning faster growth would drive inflation towards unwelcome levels. You know, I'm not for increasing spending. I am for, let's say this, where Trump cut taxes, sure. How about cutting some federal departments? How about some of these alphabet agencies? How about Reagan's promises, the Department of Education? How about trimming the fat? How about gutting all the wasteful spending? And then you can divert some of that to infrastructure. Divert some of that to, let's just say, I mean, defense is already bloated. There's so many boondoggles, the F-35 and the rest of the garbage. These guys don't need any more money. We spend way more than the next, I don't know how many countries combined. What you have to do is to whittle out the corruption in all the alphabet agencies and then probably strip numerous ones. I mean, look at how the CIA, members of and you can say who runs the CIA, but there's a lot of factions, and I know there's faction wars and turf wars constantly in D.C. But, I mean, it's really sick. Applebaum: to avoid overheating, the Fed could respond by raising interest rates more quickly. The more Mr. Trump stimulates growth, the faster the Fed is likely to increase rates. Okay. Applebaum: the rate sits at a range of 0.25% to 0.5%, a low level intended to stimulate economic growth by encouraging borrowing and risk-taking. Analysts predict the Fed will shift the range upward by a quarter of a percentage point, modestly reducing those incentives. Analysis, sooner or later, the base rate was going to be increased. It is the fact that it will happen so soon after the election that is disturbing. Clearly, the Hebrew National Bank delayed the inevitable rate hike in order to prop up Obongo's sick economy as best as possible, and also to help elect Hillary. And I'm not going to go through the whole article because it's quite long. But I would suggest everybody read it. Now, there's many ways to look at this. There's been a lot of people. I mean, this PSYOP that we're witnessing, this anti-Trump PSYOP, I mean, think about this as a guy like Trump. He's already worth a lot. He's got a lot of hotels all around the world, a lot of properties and this so forth and so on. I mean, to think that he would be branded the new Hitler by the left – and by even people like that aren't considered left, the way this entire structure has come out with this guy, I mean, was he talked into this and he knew this was coming, or is this really an organic? And I'm not saying organic, it's all synthetic, but I'm saying as far as him, where he sits, and he's looking at these people coming at him. Did he know it was going to be this harsh? That basically, you know, it was going to be this bad? I mean, this remains to be seen. Now, we got to jump into Rex Tillerson here. Mr. Producer, get clip 25 ready. This brother, Nathaniel. Now, this is Trump's new Secretary of State, CEO of ExxonMobil. And, you know, like the Jones gang, gosh, they've really just glossed over every one of Trump's appointments and really rationalized them and just, you know, ran cover for every appointment of Trump. Let Brother Nathaniel tear into Mr. Tillerson. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
Trump's choice for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, was president of the Boy Scouts of America from 2010 to 2012. In 2013, when serving on the Scouts' executive board, Tillerson pushed to lift the ban on membership of homosexual youth. It was a fatal decision.
So we've made the decision. We're going to change. Most of the reasons that organizations fail at change is pretty simple. People don't understand why. They don't understand the mission.
Stop there. Hey, Rex, those of us who are Christians, not in name only, don't change moral absolutes to fit the times and seasons. God's law is permanent. And the Boy Scout mission had always been to obey God and to be morally straight. Your decision to initiate homosexuality into the Boy Scouts defies God and is morally crooked. And it encourages thousands of boys to disobey God's law that decrees homosexual activity as a sin. You can whitewash it all you want.
Regardless of where you were on this decision, it is also very normal for a lot of people to feel like there were winners and there were losers. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true in any circumstance like this. And I've seen it over and over. I understand people may feel like there's winners or losers. The reality is there are neither winners nor losers.
Oh, yes, there are, Tillerson. The homosexual HRC lobby and the Jewish organizations like the ADL, ACLU, and the SPLC that support it are the winners. And the losers are an entire new generation of boys who, in the hormonal confusion of pubescent sexuality, will be less hesitant to sexually experiment with other boys. That's on your head, Tillerson, and I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. You will have to face God on Judgment Day for making a decision that opposes His holy law of marriage and procreation. I read that you prayed about your decision with much agony. You might have prayed, but the devil answered you. You may think you're a Christian, but you're now among those who cry, Lord, Lord, I did this and that for you. To whom the Lord replies, I never knew you. You better repent, for your billions of dollars and all your titles will be useless at the judgment seat of Christ. I now call upon President Trump to withdraw your name as Secretary of State. Sin is a disgrace to any nation, says the Bible. We don't want an enemy of Christ representing us to the nations of the world.
All right, you can stop it there. Now, this cocktails, or it dovetails really with Pastor Manning, the black pastor from Atla Ministries up there in Harlem, who has removed his seal of approval from Trump. He was a big Trump supporter. And now Pastor Manning, who Jones just had on this week, and I heard the exchange between those two, he has now pulled his support from Trump because of the same kind of issues with the whole gay marriage thing and the kind of Bruce Jenner can use any bathroom in one of my towers thing. And he made these promises to all these black pastors as he was getting in the game to run for president, and basically, you know, he's holding up the LGBTQ flag. And remember after the Orlando Pulse nightclub psyop hoax, he really was like, oh, I'm the best friend of the gays and all this other crap. And so it's a very complicated situation, but Trump cocktailing back into Russian vid saying Ivanka's a dude. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's so hard to tell these days with hermaphroditic and androgynous people, because it's just so confusing, gender. And then this is what's meant to be. And let me plug Hooli's blog, WHOOLIS blog.blogspot.com. You can get the show there commercial free in the morning. Kyle Hunt over at renegadetribune.com usually puts the show up. And let me plug the chat rooms, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com. And Sean over at TCTA Unleashed, he beams the show out down there in Australia. And I got a couple of Australian clips, actually, about a cancer cure, the blushwood tree in northern Australia. It's quite interesting. This has been out for a while, but it's bubbling back up in the news. You know what? Another thing I'm seeing bubbling back up as kind of a segue is Cahokia, right here in St. Louis on the east side of the river, East St. Louis. Cahokia, the mounds, the mound people. Dabu 7 was covering it. Michael Hoffman just tweeted it out. Macau was talking about it. Steve Quayle and all these guys. It's Tom Horn over at Skywatch TV. He's a Missourian, so I can understand this. But Cahokia and the mound people are really kind of this big, massive community right here on the other side of the river, St. Louis, and then on the east side of the river. For some reason, this is really bubbling back up into the kind of paradigm, the zeitgeist, if you will. It's very weird to watch all these kind of figures in the alt media world. Everybody's talking about Cahokia now again. Very fascinating. And so you'll be able to see this floating around online. Very advanced, big group of people that lived right here in the area like 1,000 years ago. And I just kind of freaked out about that. I'm looking around online and I'm like, gosh, everybody's talking about Cahokia for some reason simultaneously at the same time. And I know this is kind of like, because everybody kind of pays attention to each other's material, but it's very weird. So let's Mr. Producer, let's bump into the Dylan Storm Roof thing real quick. Here's the break. We'll cover this on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio, folks. Stay with me.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Incendiary Radio. Hope you guys like the program. Just keep telling RBN, and you know, if you dig it. Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and hit the clip six. Dylan Storm Roof, it continues.
Charleston shooting hoax again. That's right. For those of you new people, that was fake. We are going to hear a snippet of the 2-hour confession from the fake shooter. Here we go.
Murder defendant Dylan Roof walked into this historic black church in Charleston. As seen in the surveillance video, he sat with detectives in Shelby, North Carolina, and explained why he committed a crime that left 9 people dead and shocked the nation.
I went to that church in Charleston,
I did it.
What the heck was that stupid crap? Joker said he went to that church in Charleston. Why would he say, I went to that church in Charleston? Is he talking to them or is he talking to us? Wouldn't they know what church he talking about? It sounds like he's talking to us, and it sounds like he's talking to the people who forgot about the dang shooting. Oh, that's the guy who shot up the church in Charleston. Why didn't he just say the church? Why did he sound like a stupid idiot? This is how these fake shootings go. These fake people out, play out these roles, and remember the role. They made it seem like he was radicalized by something he saw online. A radicalized white supremacist. What do we hear about all the time now? Especially from the non-effective Black Lives Matter. The white supremacists. The white supremacists. What are we hearing now? Alex Jones is the gateway to white supremacy. This is how people feel like they are rebelling against the system when they are rebelling for the system. And this is to take away your free speech. This piece of trash, fake confession.
Our confession, recorded on video, has been introduced as evidence in the death penalty case. It's washed out. But it shows Roof laughing repeatedly as he spelled out what he did inside the church during a Bible study session.
What kind of gun did you use?
A Glock 45.
Okay.
He said he picked the church.
Get on someone with your... Oh, wait, listen.
Because you can there stop likely it. Wouldn't we'll be see any whites inside. The break.
To a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The door.